I dropped Keenan Allen in my 18 league last week because I needed a slot, and Keenan Allen sucked every week. It's not a PPR league at all. I'm like, fuck Keenan Allen. Sorry, Dad, because I said fuck again. But I dropped him. Gets picked up. The guy plays him, and Keenan Allen goes the fuck off. And I get brutalized.
You're listening to Let's Talk Fantasy Football, where men of fantasy genius have realized.
Hey, guys, we don't need real football skills to dominate on the fantasy field. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So slap on your pads and grab your helmet. Shit's about to get real.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to yet another adventure with Let's Talk Fantasy Football. If you think it's an imposter, it's not. The world is just ending because not only is it another Voncast already so soon, but the DON is here hosting with, of course, if it's the Voncast, that means I'm here with Vinny Gonzalez. How are you, friend?
What's going up? What's going on, Don? Jeez, got me all nervous there for a sec. Almost choked on my intro there, but it's good to be here, dude. I'm excited for the Thanksgiving edition, Voncast style.
Are you nervous for me for hosting?
I think that's what it was. I just swallowed on one of my words, so we can only go up from here.
Normally, I'm the co-host with no privileges. So
now you got everything.
It's pretty effed up. I would actually say the F word, but I was told today by my father that I curse too much on the cast, and I need to learn how to deliver curse words better. Do I curse too much on here?
I think we curse a lot, actually. But
Definitely. The new Instagram stories where you could put a vote and like you could click yes or no, that really cute thing that girls do. It's like yes or no. Like
we actually do that on our Instagram.
Oh, we do. That's right. True.
It's really cute.
So, new vote. I'll have Shrek put on the Let's Talk Fantasy Football gram. Does the DON and I guess everyone else in this cast curse too much? I'm gonna hope that y'all put fucking no.
or fucking yeah. Either way.
Either way. Let's get into it. But first, let's give a shout out to our guys, Bench Boss. They're still the revolutionary app that allows you to play fantasy football live while watching a game on TV, predict the plays, the result of the play, and literally play fantasy football. You can sign up for the beta now by going to letstalkfantasyfootball.com/benchboss. Also, please like and subscribe us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, or anything else you can find us on. Definitely download our app because it's cool, and find us on Alexa because that's also cool. And as always, please give us a review, only if it's good and it's about me. Anything else, don't leave it.
Those are always the rules. Only about Don and definitely 5 stars or just get out.
I'm pretty selfish.
Yeah, but you know, you deserve it, Don. You're a hard worker. You bring life and love to the podcast.
I try to, man. I try to save one life at a time. Speaking of which, I'm going to start the podcast with a nice PBR in can. And we're going to start this Thanksgiving edition with injuries, which we did have quite a bit this week, which can definitely hurt a lot of lineups. Let's get into it, dude. Is there anyone you want to speak about first on this injury list?
Yeah, so this is probably the biggest one for the week. Robert Woods goes down with a shoulder injury. It's very similar to Chris Hogan's injury for the last couple of weeks. So he is going to be out for a while. And to be honest, it's like bordering that should I drop this guy kind of deal? Because we've seen Hogan be out for 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Or 3 or 4. But we're getting to that point where you need to win now and you need guys that can help you. And if you have the room to keep Robert Woods possibly to come back like for championship week 15, 16, absolutely hold on. But, you know, he might be dead bench for a while. And it sucks because he was helping you win several weeks.
Yeah, it's definitely a shame. I think that he was like a fun success story to see this year with Robert Woods and that awesome Rams offense. So
unreal.
Yeah, I picked him up luckily like in 2 leagues, which he actually saved me in that one league where last week where he put up some crazy points. So unfortunate to see. Another big one that's going to hurt a lot of people is Chris Thompson, dude.
Yeah, this is terrible, man. Did you see it?
I didn't get to watch too much football last week, so, I'm going to be leaning on you a lot. I read up a lot on it. I heard it's really bad. It involved Kirk Cousins, too, and fractured his fibula, which is horrible.
Yep, so he needs surgery. He's done for the season on IR, and things were, looking good because, what is his name? He just went on IR for I can't remember his name. What the hell? The other running back there, Don. Not Perrine, but oh my god, Rob Kelly. Holy shit.
Rob Kelly?
Dude, I could not remember his name. So yeah, he just went down too. So Chris Thompson was looking like a lock for like several targets, a lot of work.
And he was fun to watch too.
Yeah, exactly. And now, dude, just down to Perrine there in the backfield. So sucks for Chris Thompson owners.
Yeah, which we'll definitely hit Perrine in a second too. But that is
God, I keep saying Perrine. I did it again.
Let's act professional here. I would have thrown the F word in there, but Dad, I'm still thinking about you, man. So I'm gonna lay off a little bit. I'm gonna try to behave. It's the holiday season, and I'm here to give.
You're a good egg, Donald. You're a good boy. Good boy.
Deontay Foreman.
He's having his breakout game and then just ruptured his Achilles on like an awesome touchdown run. So that sucks. He is also on IR. He was probably going to be a big pickup for a lot of people this week as well, but that is out the window now because his season is done.
Yeah. Whenever you hear Achilles or ACL, I just feel really bad for these guys. These guys work really hard, and when something like that happens, that's just terrible. Yeah, Deontay Foreman they liked a lot, and early in the season you went back and forth with if you are a Lamar Miller owner or two, you don't know who to start or whatnot. So I guess as a Lamar Miller owner, this kind of clears him up. Lamar Miller's been pretty good, especially PPR standpoint, but that'll open him up. But shame for Deontay Foreman. Our boy Jay Cutler is next on the list, and not my boy, that's for sure. Cause fuck that guy. Oh, Dad, I'm sorry, said that word. let's talk about Jay Cutler, man. What do we got for him?
He was doing really bad, and then he got concussed. So
they should have put him back in. Maybe he would have played better.
He was seeing stars, so that might have helped him actually target some guys. But he is looking like he's done for a while. And Matt Moore, again, playing well in relief. But I have this theory where Matt Moore is only good in relief and never good when he's declared starter and about to play the next game. He's going to get demolished again.
Yeah.
So very, very odd. Very odd stuff. But yeah, Cutler on the shelf for a little bit.
Put it to fucking rest, Cutler. Just leave. Never come back. Don't get a job with CBS. I just don't ever want to hear your name again.
I really hope he gets that job back.
Oh, God. Another big one. Kelvin Benjamin, a name everyone was excited to see in Buffalo, even though Buffalo's got its own issues. But Kelvin Benjamin now out. What do we got there for Kelvin Benjamin, man?
So he went down with something in his knee. Did not look good, but he doesn't have any ligament damage, so that's cool. And right now I think it's day-to-day, week-to-week, so it's just going to be something you're monitoring like throughout the week, see if he logs full practice or not, because it's very vague right now. But obviously a lot fringes on if Tyrod is going to be the quarterback or what the fuck they're doing there. But So monitor every single thing that's going on in Buffalo. And then if Kelvin's active, you know, that's a gut decision you got to make. Like, do you want to risk it? Do you want to see how he's going to do? But yeah, definitely just got to stay posted because it's a very vague injury and they're not saying too much.
Yeah, that's something you got to worry about. Not only injury, but now you got quarterback issue. So
yeah, that's, just gets that's riskier and riskier. Second.
Yeah, definitely. We also have on the list here a Mr. Terrell Pryor, who has not been very fantasy relevant and probably droppable for a lot of people. But is there anything you want to say about Terrell Pryor?
It sucks. He was just, we kind of hyped him up. I think a lot of people hyped him up and just lived up to none of it. And now he's on the shelf after getting, I think, an ankle or knee scope. I forget what I saw, but he is on IR and he's done. And that's just the end of the journey for this year, Don. We'll see what he does next year, but did not work out.
Yeah, big disappointment this year. We're going to hit a lot of Redskins between waiver wire targets and matchup and all that. So we'll follow back up with that. But that, yeah, what a disappointment. Mr. Mike Davis, someone that I did watch a little bit of this week, probably the only game I got to catch, looked really good for the short time that he was out there, but unfortunately already went down with an injury as well with groin, I believe, correct?
Yes. So Mike Davis looked great. He looked awesome. Was running effectively, catching out of the backfield effectively, and by far the best looking running back the Seahawks had all season, fresh off the practice squad. And of course, his luck and the Seahawks' luck would be for him to get hurt in the middle of the game. And it's just really a shame because he was going to be one of those waiver wire pickups for sure this week. And
definitely
he's already declared pretty much out for week 12 with the groin injury. So not looking too good. It's a little late in the year to stash, but I know we were talking before what to do with him. So You, if you can afford to stash him, possibly.
I think if you're in a deep league with a lesser, like, you know, a later priority in waiver, I think he's still worth a pickup, because I think if he comes back healthy and in a playoff situation and you're in a bad spot of an injury or flex, he might come to play.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, when we were off the air, I was like, he's already out for 12. And you're like, what about 13? I'm like, I don't know. So it was a very valid point, Don. So
he looked very good. Yeah. And he looked at it, driving up that, that somewhat beat up offense too. So, he looked good. I don't know. He's something I think if you have a later priority or maybe a deeper league where he's going to fall to you and you can stash him, I like that.
Maybe a free agent ad or something like that. That could work.
Definitely. But the more interesting injury of the week, Mr. Jake Elliott from the Philadelphia Eagles.
This is pretty wild. He just got concussed, like making a tackle, and then he was just missing from the game, and the Eagles couldn't kick, so they had to go for it on fourth, go for 2-point conversions. Very odd. And I realize it probably affected a ton of people that needed like that 5-point, 7-point like kicker game. And
yeah,
he leaves with one and probably fucked a lot of people over. But he just got to see what he's doing throughout the week. And then, you know, obviously kicker's pretty easy to replace, but Jake Elliott's on one of the best offenses. So he was, you know, up there as one of the better kickers you can play. So just keep an eye on what he's doing and if he's going to play.
Yeah, Jake Elliott, stay in your lane, man. You're a kicker. Don't go tackling people. This is what happens. And then you end up effing up everyone else's fantasy day. There you go, Dad. Last but not least, Duke Johnson.
Just aggravated his shoulder. There's really not too much on it, but it's one of those concerning things because Duke's one of the few Browns you can play, possibly the only Brown you can play. So keep an eye on it. It does affect Crowell and a little bit of that offense. So if Duke is forced to miss – very few things change there, but it's just something to monitor.
Cool. We're going to hit a bunch of waiver targets now. But Vin, if you had to put your pick of the week waiver wire target, who are you targeting, man?
Absolutely. Samaje Perine, if I'm saying that correctly, finally, because
I think that was pretty good.
Yeah. I think I nailed that one, Don. Thank you. Effin nailed it. I got you too, Ken. Don't worry. I'll watch my mouth. But he's
flipping now. It's flipping. That's what it's gonna be.
Flipping, freaking. I'll cycle out the right, cool. Little sensors we got. But he's all alone now. Chris Thompson's out. The next closest guy that is one of just like one of the sketchy backups is Byron Marshall on the team, and there's really not much going on. He's gonna get 20 plus carries a game. It's kind of like the Packers situation. Like, they're down to just Jamal Williams, so they're feeding him. And
yeah,
if P. Ryan's gonna get 20 touches a game, he's got to be in lineups and definitely owned, like 100%.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that would be the top one to go with if he's still available and you are the first waiver priority. I think you have to go Samaje Perine 100%.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with my hot pick of the week, and I'm gonna stick with the Redskins. Mr. Josh Doctson.
Yes.
Now, I think he's been added more and more per week. I tried to see what the I did have up how much he's on. I think it's like in Yahoo leagues, maybe 48%. I don't know. But if he's out there and Samaje Perine comes off, I think he's your next guy to put on if you're looking for a receiver. Not only is he getting more and more targeted, and they've really been wanting to work him as the number one. Now Terrell Pryor being out, Jameson Crowder can't catch a fucking ball. I mean, flipping ball. Josh Doctson every week is seeming to progress, and it's been a very steady and nothing too crazy, but still a very good floor for Josh Doctson. He's going to have a very good game, I believe, against the Giants too. So I think it's a good matchup for him to open up and possibly work out the next rest of the few weeks of the fantasy season. I've already been hit up by Rodgers in our league. For Josh Doctson, he gave me a very underwhelming trade offer that I have to get back to him about. But I think he went after him for the right reason, and I have him on my bench, and I'm not going to give him up unless I want something good, because I think he's going to be a good play. So that is my pick of the week, but we have plenty more to hit. We got Latavius Murray. That's who you put up there for waiver target. Is that correct?
Yes, Vinny? Absolutely, dude. Yeah,
crazy game?
Yeah, I just put Murray, but yeah, that would be Latavius Murray. So. Mm-hmm. He's they're pretty much splitting there with the backs for the Vikings. So we've seen, you know, both of them have their games, but Murray is averaging like 15 to 20 touches a game and always has that touchdown upside. So
yeah,
he's one of those guys you're going to roll out there. I think until the, you know, season's over, he's I think he's one of those guys you can play, especially if you're hurting and he was a waiver wire pickup for you. I think he can possibly not be a league winner, but definitely keep you afloat, like in terms of boom or bust, like definitely week winning possibility.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I was Latavius Murray owner last year. So if anyone that's listening that had Latavius Murray last year knows that he was very goal line dependent, but he always seemed to get a touchdown. Like he had an absurd amount of touchdowns last year. Exactly. In Oakland. He's not a very good runner. He's very one dimensional, but I mean, again, he kind of plays the same role with Vikings because they got McKinnon doing his thing and they're just like, here, Latavius Murray, just run straight and try to get into the, you know, the end zone, which he does. So he's got very good touchdown potential, which leaves him in a good spot for you. So another good pickup. Let's go with the Dolphin duo with Drake and Williams. I think the only one that has value really is Williams. Again, Ajay Ajayi didn't have much productivity. And it's definitely not because his talent, because he definitely would have had 1,800 all-purpose yards this year if he was on a good team all year round with good blocking. So I think that that's where it falls with Kenyon Drake. But I think Williams has more of a better value, especially PPR standpoint. I think he's the better pass catcher. But do you have anything to say on those, Vin?
Nah, you nailed it, man. Drake, very limited upside, but I think he's worth an own still just because, you know, Williams could get hurt or something like that, or just bust. Like, we've seen him bust big plays, so that's another upside for Drake. He's definitely worth the known, but obviously you're totally right in saying Williams is the guy to own in that backfield that you want to play because definitely very involved in the passing game. Dolphins suck, and he's technically their starter now. So he is definitely going to be more and more involved.
Cool, man. So those are, if you're a running back, if you're looking for running backs, they're ones to look at. I would say go Williams before Drake though. Next one, Devontae Booker. I know there's been questions with CJ Anderson all year, and then maybe Jamal Charles was lingering for a little bit, but it seems to be Devontae Booker is back in the talk. So what do we got with Devontae Booker, Ben?
He's absolutely worth the known, dude, because the Broncos just fired their offensive coordinator, and you know Booker's been good, especially for the game script that the Broncos have been involved in recently, because the problem with CJ Anderson, he's been great with you know, yards per carry, everything like that. They just can't give him the ball when they're not winning, which is right. They haven't been winning for six games around that six game slide. So Booker has seen a ton of the field, a lot of targets, a lot of carries. So he's getting more and more involved. And if you think that, like, unless you think like this is going to turn around and CJ Anderson will, you know, or the Broncos are just magically better now, that he'll keep the job, like Anderson will keep the job, just go with Booker because he's seemingly the safest one, because I think the safest bet here is that the Broncos will continue to kind of suck. So mm-hmm. The game scripts will continue to prove to be good for Booker and definitely could help you out as like a flex play.
I agree. And you got to remember, Devontae Booker was someone that they've talked about in the past seasons that was their starter and all that too. So Devontae Booker is another one to look out for. Staying with running back, J.D. McKissic, also his value already goes up because Mike Davis is down. With all the running back injuries that they have and Eddie Lacy really not looking good, J.D. McKissic is someone's definitely going to have a lot of value with Seattle, correct?
Yeah. So the thing with McKissic is he's very versatile. So they're going to – they try to get him in the run game, try to get him going. We saw him break a few plays in the Colts game where that was his debut. Mm-hmm. So we know he can do that. And then, you know, since he's pretty much the only guy there, like you said, like Eddie Lacy is not worth an own. He just – doesn't look right, doesn't look good. And now with Mike Davis out, you got McKissic who's going to get first opportunity to rush, and he's going to be involved in the passing game because that's his specialty. So there are tons to love, and it's pretty much the same thing as Booker. They have the same upside, same floor, same, it's everything.
Yeah, and I like J.D. McKissic because, I mean, there's really not too many other options, so they kind of have to go on them. Just like you said with Drake, with Miami, I would like J.D. McKissic over Drake. So I think that's another good added value. We already hit Josh Doctson. So Mohamed Sanu, I didn't look up his owning percentage.
Dude,
he's not owned. Yeah, I mean, he has to be owned.
It's low. I check all the time because I did it a few podcasts back, and I think it was like 17, and now it's only up to 24%. That's on NFL where we play. And,
that's really absurd.
Yeah, I haven't checked ESPN or Yahoo. I'm sure it's got to be less than 50 though. Because
guys, they're going against Tampa Bay this week.
Yes, it's unreal. And Sanu has
pick up Sanu and probably play him.
Yeah, he's been the red zone threat for the Falcons for whatever reason, and
Julio sucks.
Yeah, and could get anywhere from 7 targets a game to 10. So he's got that upside, and obviously the matchup that you alluded to with the Tampa Bay.
It's Tampa amazing. Bay. This is a good week for you to play any type of Falcon. So if he's on the waiver and you need a receiver, Mohamed Sanu should be your guy to play.
Yep.
Next, you got Corey Coleman on here.
Yeah, so he got 11 targets in his first game back and did decently well against a very tough Jags team. So the game scripts, obviously, for the Browns will always be negative for their team, but positive for Corey Coleman because they're going to pass a ton. So if he's seeing 11 targets in a game against Jacksonville where their corners are filthy, you have to have Corey Coleman in your lineup, and he is he's a good wide receiver. And
he's good.
Definitely helps out the Browns. So I think he's definitely worth a pickup, definitely worth a play, and you should go out there and get him.
Yeah. Next up, and this one's definitely an interesting one too, Mr. Kenny Stills. He definitely needs to be owned.
He's Matt Moore's dude.
He's Matt Moore's dude, but he's even with color. I mean, he's actually been – in our half-point PPR league, he's number 15 receiver, and it's not off of,
all big plays?
Skewed results. Like, he's come up every week and had very good scoring. Like, I have Devontae Parker, and then I picked up Kenny Stills when Devontae Parker's out. Right now, I have Kenny Stills in over Devontae Parker.
You know, that's a good point. He's actually had a nice floor, which is very surprising. And then obviously we saw his ceiling last week, which I didn't see that coming, but he put up like 27 points in our league. And it's like you said, he's a top 15 wide receiver right now. And if Matt Moore is in, that boosts his value already with the chemistry. And then who the hell are the Dolphins
playing? Yeah, they're playing New England, which is a bad pass defense.
Yeah, I mean, they've been a little better, but definitely, Miami's going to have to throw a lot. So, obviously, the volume could be there for Stills. Yeah, exactly. So,
just to give you – so, when did Devontae – because I have both of them, so I'm in this predicament. Devontae Parker kind of went down, week 6? Perfect time for Kenny Stills here. In a half-point PPR league, Kenny Stills, week 6, 4 receptions, 49 yards, touchdown, 12.9 points. Jets – 6 receptions, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. Baltimore, 5 receptions, 65 yards. Oakland, 3 of 28, bad game, fine. 10, Oakland, 5 receptions, 67 yards. And last week, 7 for 180 yards and touchdown. He's had a very good floor, and he's had quite a bit of receptions. Yep. And he gets even more targets than that. I'm probably playing him over Devontae Parker this week.
I like what you're saying, Don. I hope you don't get fucked, but
I'm probably going to get fucked because that's how it works.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm going to probably get, freaked. Sorry, Dad. I think he's the safest play, and he's got the good upside too. I mean, he's the guy that catches some crazy deep balls too. So, I mean, he's got a good floor and he's got a great ceiling.
Yeah, I like what you're pitching, Don. I'm buying in.
I'm trying to sell myself even more into it.
I can tell.
Until it happens and I see Devontae Parker go off, which is going to kill me. But Kenny Stills is another guy you have to play. He's proved it even with Devontae Parker back in the lineup. Now, obviously, Jarvis Landry is the guy, especially in a PPR league. He just catches a lot of receptions. But other than that, I think Kenny Stills has the better floor and ceiling right now than Devontae Parker. And Devontae Parker is still not a bad option. But I think Kenny Stills is your guy to go. And if you are in that predicament and Kenny Stills is still around and you need to plug someone in, I think Kenny Stills is a good play. So that's my take on that. Boom.
I'm with you, Don. I think this his big breakout game last week kind of opened my eyes too, because I looked at all his stuff and I thought what you thought, like, oh shit, he's been very solid. Like,
yeah, I mean, if I wasn't an owner of him, I probably would have never noticed as much. But because I am in that, I'm like looking at him like, because even last week, I was like, should I really sit Kenny Stills when he's been pretty solid for me over Devontae Parker? But I'm like, nah, I got to play Parker. And then, Kenny Stills goes off, and I won't even blame myself for that. I did what I think was right, but now through the weeks, I mean, Kenny Stills has been very consistent with a very high ceiling, so he's a good play. Kenny Stills needs to be picked up if he's not owned in your league.
Gotcha.
Next.
You're here.
Dilly-dilly.
Dilly-dilly.
Mr. Robert Woods goes down, which helps Cooper Kupp.
Indeed. So pick up some Cooper Kupp. He's had some rough, like, isolation plays. Like he's dropped a couple touchdowns. He had that rough fumble last week. He's just, I think, going through, like, the rookie waves. But Cooper Kupp is obviously very talented and one of Goff's main dudes since week one, pretty much, like, preferred slot guy, and could be very helpful, especially – like, he's got to be on the waiver wire, I would think, because he hasn't been exactly playable for the last couple since Woods has been breaking the fuck out. So if you're a Woods owner, I would probably make Kupp a priority, especially if you're a later priority in the waiver wire. So yeah. That was tough to say, but
I think the Woods thing helps out Cooper Kupp way more than does Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, it's worse for Sammy because now they're just like, all right, stop Sammy, obviously. And he's probably, you know, kind of decoying anyway out there, and now it's just all the focus will be on him anyway again.
Yeah. So
Cooper Kupp could make some stuff happen in the middle for sure.
No, I definitely agree. So again, if you're in a deeper league or priority or one of the later ones, I think Cooper Kupp is a very safe pick, and his value goes up tremendously with Robert Woods going down. Another deep flyer, Zay Jones. We've had his name tossed around quite a bit. I think that's a name that Rodgers likes throwing around too. Thrown in there because we got Kelvin Benjamin down. Now, obviously, we don't know the whole quarterback issue and all that, but he's a receiver that Buffalo needs to throw to at this point. So he's another one that you could possibly fly on.
Yeah, Kelvin's down. Jordan Matthews was inactive, so Zay Jones is the guy. Obviously, Tyrod has to be the quarterback for any value to be had on this team outside of McCoy. So absolutely, he's like a flyer. You don't have to own him, but, you know, a lot fringes on the Bills right now. So it's just one of those flyer pickups. I wouldn't even probably put in a waiver. Again, that's probably a free agent pickup for me. I wouldn't bother.
Definitely. But
yeah, you know, one of those flyers. You're good.
Awesome. And lastly, we're going to hit some tight ends too for you. Vinny, we got down Vernon Davis, Tyler Croft, and Greg Olsen, who is coming back from his injury.
Oh, yeah, man. They didn't activate him yet, but he is practicing, and I'm pretty pumped because I picked him up, I think, 2 weeks ago. So I'm just kind of waiting in the wings. But if he's out there, absolutely pick up Greg Olsen. Dude's a stud and could definitely, you know, bring you a title now that it's so late in the year and you're getting a number one tight end that's was probably drafted in the top four or five of your league. So hard value to pass up. You got to pick him up. And then I just added those guys because they're nice streams this week too. Tyler Croft gets the Browns. The hell is Charles Clay, as long as he's active and
Ty God's playing
and Ty God is playing, Charles Clay will be fine because they're going against the Chiefs. They can get beat up against, you know, in the middle by the tight end. And then Vernon Davis, he's not very high owned, which I think is nuts because Reed has been out for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
And they're going up against the Giants. He immediately becomes tight end one projected for sure. Definitely. So obviously a lot hinging on that, but at least it's an early game on Thursday during Thanksgiving, which we're going to touch on later. So Vernon Davis, big thumbs up to that.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And Tyler Croft just gets that. He's another one that has end zone upside as well. He seems to have pretty decent games as well. So I agree with all that, dude. Good job. What we're going to do, though, before we get into the turkey matchups, we're going to take a little break for our guys, Bench Boss.
This year, dominate your friends with free play-by-play fantasy football from Bench Boss. Bench Boss is the first play-by-play fantasy football game where you must think like the players and coaches on the field as you predict the outcome of every play. Earn rewards as you compete against friends and fans across the country. Bench Boss is currently recruiting beta testers, and we need you. Visit benchboss.tv to learn more and sign up today.
And we are back. Thank you, Bench Boss. Dude, you ready to get into this? Are you excited? Dude, it's Thanksgiving.
I'm really excited. I'm very ready. I love the Thanksgiving games.
I've waited long enough. I'm fucking ready.
Let's get into it.
I've been waiting to say that word for like at least a good 8 minutes.
You said it a couple times already, Don. I know you've been trying really hard, but it's
– I've been trying.
You have been, but it's you let a couple slip. I'm sure Ken will let you know.
I try to be a good son.
You're being a C-plus son at best right now, but you're definitely trying.
In 2K, that's not good, dude. Have you ever played my player?
Dude, it's hard to level up in
it, it is if you're like a nerd. But
guess I'm a nerd, dude.
Dude, a C plus, getting a C plus and having like the coaches like
rip you apart.
Like you do, but yeah, it's almost as bad as disappointing your dad.
Almost. Yeah, I think there's layers to that, but
I don't know. I think it's almost even.
It's different like priorities.
It's like me. It's like me cursing on the podcast, and it's like getting a C plus on my player with my with my coach getting pissed at me.
What a comparison.
So let's start off with a game where I hope they both lose.
Oh my God.
The Vikings and the Lions.
Relax, Don.
It's all I mean, right. That's going to be a good game. It's going to be fun. I just hope they both lose for the Packers' sake because Brett Hundley's really sick.
Yeah, they're done, Don. Just
no, dude, they're not done.
They are done.
Never say never.
Never. They're very done.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Dude, is Case Keenum like saving his job from Teddy Bridgewater coming out of his like year and a half ordeal where they just want to play him so bad, but Case Keenum's still playing pretty effectively?
Yeah, and I think they're making the right move. I mean, obviously, we always hear the rumors every week that Teddy Bridgewater will come back, and I thought Case Keenum was blowing it during the Rams game for the whole first half pretty much, and then showed some resiliency and did fine, strung together a nice fantasy day. And, you know, obviously they beat the Rams, which was huge in the NFC race. Wow. So that was pretty eye-opening for me because I was kind of doubting Case Keenum and I thought he would fuck this game up. And he was for the first half, but dude, he got it done. And I think he's a great stream.
Yeah. You know, he like seems to get it done because they were like, oh, we're going to, you know, suit up Teddy Bridgewater and all that from the first game. They're thinking about putting him in, and he seems to just kind of finish it off. So good for him. I mean, you're 8-2 and pretty dominant. There's no reason to change it up, but you're the Vikings. I hope you do implode. I agree. I guess he's a good, you know, I don't know. Lions always play tough on Thanksgiving too. And this isn't really a statistic thing. This is more from the gut.
Yes. We're getting the Don gut call of the week.
Yeah. I think there's places to go elsewhere, but if you have to, I mean, listen, they've got a very great receiving core. We got Adam Thielen, who is the man.
Yes.
Very good. Do we need to say anything about him? Like, he should just be started, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just have a stat how cool he is, if you want me to lay that out.
No, dude, we're not here to podcast about that stuff.
Oh, that's true. Let's get back to the gut feeling.
Mm-hmm. No, do go on.
Okay. Thanks, Don.
You're welcome, man. Well, you're a co-host, right?
Yeah, I got that.
You get privileges, and you could talk sometimes, right? That's like part of like it's like almost like a partnership, right?
Yeah, you're doing great, Don.
All right, cool. Hey, listen, it's your turn, man. I'll give you the 50% share. So that I'll take 49% back in a second.
All right. Before your gut check, Don, I'll do my stat check, which is Thielen has double-digit targets in 4 of his last 5 games and has topped 100 yards in 2 straight games. I just thought that was sweet.
Yeah, no, he's cool, man. I like the whole, I really wish it wasn't a Minnesota thing, but I really like he's a Minnesota native. He's had two good seasons and he's a stud, man. So I like Adam Thielen. I just really wish he wasn't a Minnesota Viking. That's all I can say bad about him.
Yeah. The one bad thing I could say is the team names about Adam Thielen. I despise. They're so punny and awful, like Hooked on a Thielen. I just want to rake my eyes out. I hate seeing that shit.
I guess I respect it. I don't know.
It's so cornball.
I try not to Google names. I try to be, you know, as creative as possible.
Oh no, it's just all
straight
over
from the, like, straight right. From the gut.
No, like on Twitter, like if he catches a touchdown, there's like, oh, Hooked on a Thielen. I'm like, shut up. Fucking losers. Don't do that to him. He's cooler than that. He's cooler than the name.
Well, that's fair. He doesn't make the decision for people to come up with those trendy hashtags. But cool, man. Another one that I think should have a bounce back week. I'm praying has a bounce back week, but I think should, because he's just a talented receiver, Mr. Stephon Diggs. I think he's someone that's still a playable guy. He's starting to feel better and better every week. Should be a good shootout for the teams. Stephon Diggs, man.
Yeah. I was checking this out, and there are all right. The defenses are good. They're solid. And they have, you know, big players like Darius Slay, and on the other side, Xavier Woods, Rhodes. I always do that too. Xavier Rhodes.
You'll get there one day.
So the matchups are going to be key for these two guys. So I know Thielen and Diggs, they're so hard to read, because one play Thielen's on the outside, next play is on the slot, and him and Diggs kind of go in and out. So it's just going to happen. It's going to be dependent on who makes the big play when they're not on Slay. Right. You know, Slay is definitely going to be guarding whoever's on the outs, because, dude,
he's very good.
Yes, he's a very good corner and could limit them in that way, but they'll get enough opportunities, I believe. And, you know, obviously they're way talented. So bottom line, you're rolling them out there. It's just the expectation is make sure that dude is not on Slay when you're rooting for a touchdown there.
But if you have them, you're playing either or, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what the listeners want to hear.
That's all you need.
Someone that we need to follow up more on, because we got a few, you know, waiver pickups on tight end. Are you willing to play Rudolph? Or are you looking to stream over him?
I would just keep rolling Rudolph. He had seven targets last game, only caught five. He had modest tight end day, and then all you got to do is plug in a touchdown there, and it's amazing. So I keep rolling Rudolph, and Vikings have been moving the ball, and they're a dangerous offense. So keep Rudolph going. I wouldn't risk the stream.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's right outside like the top 10, or he's bordering that, you know, number 10 tight end. So I feel that too. Let's go over. Is there anyone else what do you think about running back? I didn't even put the running backs in there. I'm sorry.
Latavius
Murray. We got McKinnon and we got Latavius Murray. We hit Latavius Murray a little bit, but what do you think about the two?
Roll them both. We just saw the Bears kind of go nuts on him with Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard. So I think the passing defense for the Lions is, you know, above average, and then their run D is pretty trash. So I think that the Vikings are going to look to run, and, you know, obviously Jerick McKinnon will get his touches, and so will Murray. And the touchdown upside, I think, in this game is definitely with Murray, since the Lions are a weak run D. So I think he's going to get more opportunities, break more big plays, and limit McKinnon somewhat, but you're not sitting him. So you're playing both these dudes.
Yeah, they're both to play. I agree. So we're rolling out everyone on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I guess we could have just said that, but it was fun to walk through it.
No, it's cool. We got to walk through people sometimes. It's a confidence booster for anyone that has them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to the next side. We got the highest paid quarterback of Matt Stafford.
Was that a dig, Don?
No.
You don't have to take shots at him like that.
No, you know, I honestly,
he's earning that money.
I like Stafford. He's one of the only other people I like in our division. So I like him.
Yeah, I do too. And I think this is kind of like our same argument for Rudolph. I think how I said roll Rudolph, you're going to roll Matt Stafford, because the matchup's not fantastic, but he throws enough. He's been super effective the last couple of games. More than one, he's thrown multiple touchdowns in the last three games. He's on kind of a hot streak. And like you said before, Lions played tough on Thanksgiving. So I love me some Stafford.
It's the only reason why I'm going to stay to play him, because they are playing a very good defense. But gut tells me this is a big Lions home game, but they always host Thanksgiving. They play tough. This is a very surface analysis for Walsh here. Nothing below or anything like that. Just play it, man, you know?
Yeah,
no thought to it. More gut check.
Yeah. It's don't risk the stream. You got a nice quarterback with some nice upside in Stafford, so don't go nuts. Don't overthink it.
Let's go, since we're in Stafford, why don't we go to the receivers. Golden Tate, he's a play?
Yeah, for sure. And the matchup wasn't too good for him against the Bears last week. They have great slot corner. And I think with Xavier Rhodes primarily on Marvin Jones, Tate's going to make some huge plays. And it's, you know, he'll be the go-to this week. I know the Lions have they kind of spread it around a ton, more so than I would like. But obviously for fantasy only, but the Golden Tate will make some plays, and he is going to work over the middle. So that the matchup favors him there big time.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think Tate deserves, even against a tough defense, he's not someone that deserves to be sit no matter what. He's played Definitely. Every week. I also think Marvin Jones is on a hot streak too. He's been playing pretty well. I don't think he deserves to be sat either.
Yeah, I mean, the matchup wants, like, I'm a big Marvin Jones owner for some reason this year. I love to get my ex-Bengals on my teams, but he obviously draws Xavier Rhodes, and, man, it's tough. When they met week four they played. He only caught two balls for 42 yards. It's just a tough matchup, and I would love to have the balls to sit him, but, like, the hot streak is too much for me, and there's always touchdown upside with Marvin Jones. So
there is.
I think you just roll them and pray for that TD.
Yeah, I think you have to temper your expectations, but I think you still play him with the upside of hopefully breaking that TD capability that he has. Receiving-wise, I mean, Eric Ebron, can we please not talk about him?
Yeah, he can go in my treasure chest of
Are you playing him over? Calls. Are you playing him over Vernon Davis?
No.
Charles Clay.
Wait, you crazy, Don? No.
Tyler Croft.
I was slowly agreeing with you. I was going to say we can put him in that little box of bad calls.
No, come on, dude. He's like my second, like, most hated behind Jay Cutler, just because we always have to drag Eric Ebron in this. We give him way too much credit for anything that he deserves. Get over Eric Ebron.
Don, I was saying we should put him away.
I'm sorry, you're a co-host, but you really don't have to talk right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
Move along then, Don.
Is there anything else you really need to say about Eric or Ebron? Or are you going to put him in your little Pandora box and hopefully open him at some point?
Don't fucking patronize me, dude. Just pick the game.
I mean, we got running backs to talk about first before we pick the game.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Go for it.
We got Theo Riddick, and we've got Mr. Amir Abdullah. Are we trying to rush him into our starting lineup at any point?
Abdullah is so hard to read for me. Like, Theo Riddick, you know what you're doing. You know the risk, and you know you can get fucked. So
I just always think, like, Theo Riddick's always very tempting, and it's just always
down
this year. See, he's like, he has this PPR upside, and she's like, every week it's like,
He's easy to read.
And the one week you don't play him is, like, the only week you actually
If you play him, you know you could fuck up, and if you don't, you know you could fuck up. So everybody knows the case with Riddick. So, but I cannot read Abdullah.
I would say there's no rush to play either of them. They're playing against the Vikings defense. Yeah. I'm going with more of sit them unless you have to.
I think a lot of people are going to be upset. I think a lot of people are going to be upset from sitting Abdullah last week in a bad matchup, which was the right call, and he wound up getting a receiving touchdown. And I think that's going to tempt a lot of people. I say stick to your guns from last week, and this is another bad matchup. Do not play Abdullah.
Yeah, I would say more don't do it. If you have to play Abdullah and you're in that bind, I don't hate it. I really wouldn't have much expectations out of Abdullah.
I'd rather pick up and play Devontae Booker for sure. Or J.D. McKissick. Any of those guys. Actually, any of the
like
running backs.
I would like J.D. McKissick over him.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool, man. Pick it, dude.
I'm going to go with the Red Hot Lions, and they make a push for the NFC North title.
I can't go with so much gut check and not go with the Lions as well to sweep it.
Nice.
So we're going to go with the Lions.
Yep.
To the next one, which I'm going to be super thrilled about because
– love this game.
Yeah, I'm really excited, dude. My second favorite team, the San Diego Chargers. I mean, L.A. Chargers. I'm sorry.
Nice check.
That's the PBR talking. And I'm pretty nostalgic, you know, San Diego. R.I.P. Yeah,
you're a retro fan.
Yeah, very retro. I'm stuck in the 90s, to be honest with you. Anyway, Chargers versus the Cowboys, Cowboys have been very disappointing ever since they lost Zeke. So this should be a fun game with quite a bit of expectations to see. We're going to talk about the Chargers first because I want to talk about them. Phillip, dude, against the Cowboys that are – their defense is kind of beat up.
Oh, Phillip's going to sling.
I am so ready to watch him hose.
They just exploded too. Finally on offense, they haven't really, been great on offense. But the matchup's nice. Cowboys obviously give up a lot of big plays. Wide receivers can get a lot of work. Keenan Allen should be able to coast on that huge game. They just got to get their shit together, and they could definitely take this game to the Cowboys, who are absolutely reeling, and it'll put them right back in the race too. Because the Chiefs are also on a like what a 4 or 5 game slide?
Well, yeah. Well, I wanted to throw the biggest hot take of them all, and I'm going to say Chargers take the whole division and go into the playoffs.
That's what I was getting at, because this is a
I'm
huge
so
game.
About
if
it.
If the Chargers don't win this game, they probably don't have a shot at the division.
They bury themselves if they don't win this. But
absolutely, and I don't think there's a better time than now, because Cowboys are looking like toast. Like you were saying, they sucked since Zeke was gone. Dude,
yeah.
Tyron Smith is the big problem. And when we get to the Cowboys,
well, you're right. You are right, and we will hit that because it's very true.
Yeah. Sorry, but yes, Phillip Slings, get Phillip in your lineups big time, and enjoy your Thanksgiving as you should.
Yeah. So, but what you also did hit was the biggest question that I have, as you said that he's going to be hitting Keenan Allen. Now, Keenan Allen had a very good game last week.
Amazing.
I always hate going back to this 18 league because I feel like I get made fun of all the time I bring it up. But
yeah, I'm going to override your host on and just don't talk about your 18.
No, I'm going to do it more so you can even pick on me more, because I think it's good for the listeners.
All right, man, go for it.
I dropped Keenan Allen in my 18 league last week because I needed a spot, and Keenan Allen sucked every week. It's not a PPR league at all. I'm like, fuck Keenan Allen. Sorry, Dad, because I said fuck again. But I dropped him. Gets picked up. The guy plays him, and Keenan Allen goes the fuck off. And I get brutalized.
You should, dude. Who did you pick up? You gotta tell me that.
Hold on. Let me pull this league up here.
Oh, yeah. Let's pretend.
No. Oh no. I'm not gonna sugarcoat. I'm not a sugarcoat guy. It was Deion Lewis.
All right, he did okay. Did you win your week?
I didn't play Deion Lewis.
You dropped Keenan Allen to. Oh my God, Don. Jesus Christ. We gotta move on, man. That's. Jesus. Bottom line, play Keenan Allen.
I wasn't playing Keenan Allen for the past 6 weeks either.
So you picked up Deion to not play him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
I wasn't going to play Keenan.
So anyway. Yeah, I hope you lost.
I lost by
37 points, which is what Keenan scored.
It was about – hold on. I'll tell you guys because you deserve to listen to this. Close, dude. I lost by 26.
Wow, you would have won handedly if you just played Keenan Allen.
Well, depends on who I subbed him out for.
Anyone. Which,
no, that's not true, dude, because remember, he played – it's not a PPR league.
Doesn't sound like you have the team to put up 37 points, Don, from one guy.
Oh, I am so in last in this 18 league that I bring up every time. I just have to win in what we call the toilet bowl. I get a bye, which I feel privileged about. And then I play in the toilet bowl, and as long as I win that, I don't have to run a 5K, and they don't get to choose what I have to wear during the 5K.
Ooh, that sounds just awful.
Yeah, and I lost last year too. So
you ran a 5K?
No, I have to make it up. So if I have to run double, it's going to really suck because I'm kind of out of shape.
She's going to run a marathon then, a full one.
Yeah, but we're getting a little off.
Just a little.
Off the rails here. So anyway, my point was Keenan Allen. What do you think about Keenan Allen going forward? And I guess the Cowboys would be a good time to probably play him. But I mean, he's been very disappointing this year. Am I wrong?
No, he has been. But dude, obviously saw what he
don't but dude me like that. He's been disappointing.
Oh yeah, but dude, he just got his shit together and the
with one game.
Yes, and the Chargers have a great schedule coming up. Includes the Browns next week after this one. And who the hell else? Oh, my God. Spacing out.
So you're saying I shouldn't have dropped them?
Absolutely not, Don. So the rest of season for the Chargers, obviously Dallas, Browns, they play the Skins, go to KC, Jets, Oakland. They have a fantastic end of season, and you fucked up.
Hotter take, they win the Super Bowl this year.
I would love that so much.
Dude. That is like the next best thing the Packers winning Super Bowl. And I would talk shit to so many people.
Yeah, that would be great. I would get a Phillip jersey. Absolutely.
I would sleep in my Phillip jersey for a week.
As long as you don't drop it for a different jersey.
There's dropping Keenan Allen, and then there's dropping Phillip Rivers. You don't drop Phillip Rivers.
It's true. I held him all year.
So, fair enough. Is he a wide receiver one for you this week then, Ben? Is that how far you're going? Okay. Fair enough. So Keenan Allen's your wide receiver one. I like it. I think you play him. I hate myself. I'll play him in the other league that I still have him.
There you go.
Any other receivers?
No. They have a lot of firepower, like talent-wise, but not anything you can depend on for fantasy. Like Tyrell Williams, Mike Williams, don't touch them.
Yeah, more spread. It's going to be like a big game for Keenan Allen and go from there.
What do you think about Hunter Henry? I have a very hard time reading it, and I don't think I can get myself to pick him up.
If you have Hunter Henry, you get rid of him and you start playing the wire.
Yeah, it's just this matchup is kind of cool. That's the only thing.
It's nice.
It's tough to call.
It's not a bad matchup. I still think you're playing the wire because he's been kind of disappointing all year. And then when you think you can start playing him again, he starts sucking again.
Yeah, actually, to your point, Don, I'd probably play Tyler Kroft over him. So.
Or Vernon Davis against Giants, man.
Oh, big time. That's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Melvin Gordon to go.
Yeah. They actually, we saw Eckler have a good game 2 weeks ago, had a good one this one last week, but definitely due to game script. But Melvin Gordon came back and kind of made me realize he's still good because they gave him 22 touches.
Dude, and he had some really good runs.
Yeah.
I did see some of it.
So hopefully he's getting a little more healthy. And yeah, you're not sitting Melvin Gordon, obviously. So just keep him going. Hope he's still good. And that's just how it goes.
What about Eckler, though? Is he a playable play for this week?
I think people that got it, I know Shrek pulled a gunslinger move and started him in our league, which was ballsy as hell. Definitely worked out. But I like I said before, that's definitely due to game script. And I would check my luck on this one.
That's a very Shrek move, by the way.
Yeah.
Doing that, streaming very army, much so. Which he likes to do. So
worked out. In a game where I think it could be close, like a back and forth game, especially if Tyron Smith is healthy and plays, I don't think Eckler's seeing too much. And
I think if you're in a standard league, Eckler's not worth the play. But if you're in any type of PPR league, I think he's fine.
Yeah, that's a fair call.
Cool, man. Anybody else on the San Diego side?
Nah, let's hit the Cowboys and their hot mess.
I like it. It is a hot mess, dude. Rolling to Tyron Smith, I think that's the guy. And I'm actually upset that I said the Zeke thing because you're so right about the Tyron Smith. It really kills. I shouldn't say not just the Cowboys first, Dak, but the Cowboys in general. That's a really big miss. And we talk about their offense line forever. Zeke's a great player, but I mean that offense line's amazing. So, and it obviously shows with boy to getting negative points last week.
It's crippling. Even understand. I thought they'd be able to get it together because we've seen Russell Wilson, and I think him and Dak are pretty comparable as far as skill set. They've got it done with a non-existent fucking offensive line. But Dak's just having a rough time. Obviously younger than Wilson and everything like that, but I thought they'd be able to string together something. Certainly not put up a negative fantasy day, which was absolutely wild. But I think – I don't know if it's a hot take. Probably not. But if Tyron Smith is inactive and scratches, you can't play Dak. I would be worried to play Dez. And I'm not going to play Alfred Morris. It's too risky, and I don't think I would do any of those plays.
Yeah, I mean, so the one thing that kills Dak is Russell Wilson can run 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage and then just throw a ball and get that pass where Dak's not there yet.
Right.
Dak's good in stepping up in the pocket and moving around, and he's also very he can run everywhere, but Russell Wilson can run 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage, stop, and just throw and hit a Jimmy Graham or whatever. So that's what kills him. Yeah. Overall, though, Cowboys, I don't think there's anyone offensively that you can play when's the last time we were able to say that?
I know. It's crazy. And it's all on Smith. If Smith goes, everybody becomes a play again. Dak is a play. Morris becomes a play again. And you feel better about playing Dez.
Yeah.
So definitely play your Cowboys accordingly, because if Smith is out, I wouldn't do any of that shit.
No. I agree. Bad week last week. Chargers are looking to win their division now. They're licking their chops. I'm bolting up this week.
I'm going to bolt up as well, Don.
Sweep.
Yeah, we've been talking about Smith a lot, and I think even if he's healthy, I think the Chargers are able to sling enough and pull this one out.
Well, and we got to talk about, we got Ingram and Bosa rushing on them.
And yeah, that offense they will.
They've got a very good pass rush.
Yeah, I think, dude, I think they're a feasible play defense-wise too.
I mean, that's a good point. I agree. Yeah,
I think a lot of people picked him up last week against the Bills. Obviously worked out as best as you could imagine. And again, this goes all off Smith, but even if he's active, they'll get after Dak and they'll make pressure. They'll get sacks. And if you don't want to get rid of a bench guy to pick up another defense, like we were talking about the rest of the season, they have great matchups otherwise. So if they put up like a 7-point defensive game against the Cowboys, that's fine. Just eat the week and you got great playoff matchups, great potentially clinching playoff matchups for the rest of the fantasy year.
I agree, Ben. That's a really good point. Overall, we're bolting up.
Bolt up. Go, Phillip.
Oh, yeah. Last but not least, or possibly least.
Definitely least.
Yeah.
Worst game of the Thanksgiving showdowns, but still could be crazy because, you know, NFC is the division games. Like,
Giants pulled a win that we would have never thought of last week against Kansas City. It's a divisional game. I hope it's competitive. We got Giants Redskins. I don't think it's going to be competitive, but I hope.
Where do we start?
Do we even talk like Eli Manning? Are we playing him? No, they're not streaming him.
Nah, there's definitely way better streams.
Yeah, don't stream him. And again, it's Thursday night, guys. You're not looking to stream a very questionable quarterback on a Thursday night. So let's just X and A Eli Manning there.
Yeah. So to put that in perspective, I'd rather play like Jacoby Brissett is right now in concussion protocol, but he's going against the Titans. I'd rather take a gamble on him on Sunday than Eli going to visit the Skins in a night game on Thanksgiving.
I agree.
Yeah. Just drawing that line.
Andy Dalton against Cleveland.
Oh, 100%.
And you also have Mariota might be around, right? Because he's kind of – I think I would still take Mariota over Eli when he's going against Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I just think Mariota's one of those guys like Derek Carr that's still way overly owned and not performing well.
Yeah, but if he's around, I'm taking him. What about Case Keenum over Detroit?
Yeah.
I mean, versus Detroit.
Yeah, I would.
And what about Fitzpatrick against Atlanta?
That's tough, man. I might go Eli there, which is kind of fucked up.
Not fucked up. Atlanta's defense has been a little bit tougher than I thought, but I don't know. But, I mean, that's where you're starting to hit the line. But, obviously, there's a bunch of people on the waiver wire that you could play before Eli Manning. I'm not rushing to play Eli Manning at any point. Or if I have another – there's going to be another option, and I would go with it before Eli.
Yes, for sure.
Let's talk about his pass catchers real quick. Sterling Shepard.
Dude, that probably messed up a lot of people. Just straight up inactive, like on Sunday out of nowhere with the migraines, and he's missing practice. So I wouldn't be surprised with him missing this game too, which is kind of nuts.
Hashtag should have thrown him on the injury report earlier.
Oh, right. That was kind of a bad move, but at least we hit him now.
We hit him. So there he goes, guys. I hope you listened to through this part. Fuck.
I just didn't think it'd be a lingering thing, so I kind of spaced on that. But yeah, very surprised and active from Sterling. But if he's active, you play him. If he's not, you freak the hell out.
Are we playing any receivers? Do I even have to go through the names? Roger Lewis, Travaris, Travis Rudolph. Are they even worth the talk?
No.
Okay. Definitely not. X and A.
Just Evan Ingram, of course.
Evan Ingram is a play. He's a
great
he's
matchup.
Not even a streamer, stream or thinking about. He's a play.
Absolutely.
Cool, man. I like it. Redskins. Kirk Cousins is a play.
Yeah, dude. He's quarterback 5 and absolutely on fire. So keep rolling, Cousins. Should be able to pick apart the Giants, no problem, barring any crazy NFC East garbage. So hopefully Kirk delivers in prime time here.
Well, you want to hear some more stuff to make fun of Don on? So the league that we're in for my dad.
I beat you.
You did beat me. And last week I would have won, but I ate so much crow by saying everyone should pick up McCown and play McCown I picked up McCown and played him over Kirk Cousins that week. And if I played Kirk Cousins, I would have won, and I lost.
I don't blame you for that one. That one's not too bad because Kirk had Minnesota, and you know McCown was strolling into Tampa Bay. So I don't blame you for that
and
one.
And I lost because of it. So I was so excited about it. I ate some crow. It is what it is. But if Kirk Cousins put that many points against Minnesota, he's just a play every week.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, I think Rodgers in our league benched Cousins as well during that matchup against Minnesota, and obviously backfired in a lot of people's faces. And you're right. He's proved it. He should be out there every single week. He's a top five quarterback.
Definitely. With that being said, we talked a lot about the Redskins, so Samaje Perine is a great start for the week, guys. Play him.
Yeah, it's the Giants, man. I don't know. They're so weird. One week they're great against the run. The next week they're not. So obviously – Perine is going to get 20 plus touches, hopefully. Maybe I'll lower that to like 15 to 18 at the least, because he's the only dude there. So he is a great play. Throw him in and enjoy the week.
Yeah. Receiver wise, Josh Doctson, I think is a good play. I think he's a wide receiver too value. Cause I think again, he has a good floor. We really haven't seen his ceiling yet, but I think this is a great matchup to really see what he can do. I think he's a wide receiver two value. Is that fair?
It is fair. Janoris Jenkins is still out there. And I don't know. Like, again, it's like you can't predict the Giants. Are they going to be holding up to their name, you know, or are they just going to give up gigantic touchdowns? I think my money would be on Doctson, though. I'm kind of with you, but it's just, I would hate for that to blow up in my face playing Doctson when I have possibly a better option on my bench. So,
okay.
I think you got to go with your gut on the Doctson play. I think Crowder is probably
the gut, right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, Don. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you've had a pretty rough week, it seems, with the gut calls.
Shut up.
But I think Crowder would be the better play here. He's been getting better. I would in this matchup just because his matchup is better.
Can't catch a ball this year, man. And I like Jameson Crowder.
Me too. He has turned it on, though. But yes, the drops have been kind of shitty.
Poor. Ryan Grant.
Random touchdown guy, but in a deeper league.
Yeah, so random.
Yeah, very. But his name has come up enough.
Wide receiver four?
Yeah. I mean, I think in a 12 or 14 team, he should be owned. Okay. And I mean, man, I don't want to say play him, but if you're really hurting, I think in our ESPN league, Matt is shot at wide receiver, and I think Ryan Grant could be an interesting play too.
I don't know,
like super deep.
It's so not sexy, but I guess there's the upside of the touchdown. That's fair, Ben. Depending on Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis, I mean, Vernon Davis is that play if Jordan Reed's definitely out, right?
Yeah. So this is a little crazy. So if Jordan Reed is active, you play Jordan Reed, and you're with it. Don, the problem I have is I can't convince myself to play Vernon Davis if they're both active, even though it's like the best matchup in the world. I wouldn't be able to do it. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on Reed. So keep checking that out. They haven't really put out his practice yet, which is kind of nuts. So I don't know if he's going to be playing or not. Hopefully you have a backup plan for somebody who is playing on Sunday. And if you're a Reed owner, so hopefully you have that backup plan. Same thing with David.
Yeah. I agree, man. I think you get that pretty well.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the best matchup in the world, but it fringes on a health call that's going to come out like an hour before game time.
Which Jordan Reed seems to do to you every year. So
exactly.
With that being said, Vin, what do we got?
I'm going to go Skins, man. I love Kirk. I hate the Giants. They're home. They should handle business.
Yeah, dude. I think this is – I mean, obviously, it's only going off three matchups. First time LTFF. It's going to sweep all the matchups, though.
Nice.
But it's the fucking Voncast. And we do what we want. We piss off plenty of people. And I don't even know if anyone really listens to full Voncasts ever.
So, I'd be shocked if they got through the waiver wire part. So – congratulations if you made it. You're probably probably Matt Walsh or Shrek were listening right now.
Yeah, they heard me opening up and they're like, fuck this kid sucks.
I'm gonna turn this off.
Oh, it's the D-O-N, great. Kid's name is Don. With that being said, I'm going to sweep it. The Washington Redskins. With that being said, Finn, do you have anything else for us?
That's it. I hope everyone has a nice, happy, safe Thanksgiving and enjoy the games. And we are going to come back at you, I think, Friday or Saturday with the rest of the games that'll be covered by Walsh and or Shrek and or Matt. So there's some kind of combo coming out there.
That was my part, Vin. You were like co-host where you say just like, no, I don't have anything else to say, Don. You just close up the rest of it.
I'm sorry, dude.
With that being said, Vinny has nothing else to say. later on in the week, probably around Friday, you have either Walsh, Shrek, Matt, some of them, all of them, none of them, that are going to give you the preview for the week. This is LTFF. Check out Bench Boss. Subscribe to us on everything I listed before, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, everything else. Grab our app. Let's Talk Fantasy Football. It's pretty sweet. If you have Alexa or the Echo Dot, you can find us there too. Have a happy Thanksgiving and stay blessed all.
This has been Let's Talk Fantasy Football. Thanks for listening.